We are holding on the bottom daf ayin gimel and beis at Gufa, two lines from the bottom. There are two basic topics in today's daf. First, we're going to have three shitos with regard to what kinds of structures have to be in a mavoi in order for it to be eligible for a lechi or kora to permit carrying in the mavoi. We're going to have Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to try to prove Rabbi Yochanan's l'shitoso. We're going to have a kasha on Shmuel, but that's topic number one. And at the end of the daf, we're going to discuss a mavoi that's shared by a Jew and a non-Jew, and we're going to analyze why Rav doesn't allow an Eruv between the Jewish home and other Jewish homes that are connected to it through windows when those other Jewish homes don't open up directly into the Mavoi. That's going to be on Amud Beis. But just to pick up before we begin from today's material, just to pick up yesterday, one thing that we mentioned that I wanted to elaborate on a little bit, but I didn't get a chance to, on Ayin Gimel and Beis, the Gemara had said toward the very end that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, if you have Bnei Chabura that are Masubin, that are sitting and eating a meal, and Kidei Shaleim Ayom, and all of a sudden it's Shabbos, so the bread that's on the table they could rely on for an Eruv, and if they're eating Yad in a Chatzar, the bread that's on the table they can rely on for a Shituf. So the Rama writes in Ebn Ezer Simn Chav Ches, Sif Yud Zayin, that if you have an Oreach, that's a guest that's by someone else's home, and he takes his portion of food, and he turns to the woman sitting next to him at the table, and with his portion of food, his meat that he gets from the table, and he says, Hareach Mekudesh Asli Bebasazu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, and he gives her the meat, he gives her the food that he took from the Balabayis, Mukudeshes, that she's actually Mukudeshes, it's considered his. And the Makar of the Din is in the Shilta Giborim in the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin in the name of the Riaz, that a Baal Bayis who invites Orchim L'Shulchano, one of them takes food from the Shulchan as Mekadesh Nisha with it, she's Mukudeshes because the Baal Bayis is not Makbid about how the food is used. He's giving you the food, you could eat it, or you could choose to get married with it, whatever you want to do. The Baal Bayis doesn't really care. Baal Bayis doesn't mind. So the Taz just wonders, based on the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadidal, the Gemara says that the guests are not allowed to take from the food that's in front of them to go bring for their children unless they get Rishus from the Balabais. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Orchaim Simun Kofayin Sifu Tes. So Kolshkin, that they shouldn't give it to other people, Shalom Berishus of the Balabais. So how could he be Makadish and Isha with it? So he says, therefore, the Taz says that Borer She'in Kan Kiddushin Vaday Ela Safek, that when the Ramah says that she's Mekadeshes, means Mekadeshes means Safek, but definitely not Kiddushin Vadai. So the Marit discusses, what about if you have a Marit in a Tshuvan, Chelek Aleph Sim Kuf Nun, if you have a guest that takes an apple from the table and he gives it to his friend for Kiddushin for the daughter of the friend. So he's not sure if the guest has full bailus on the food to do whatever he wants, or no, maybe he only is allowed to eat it, but he doesn't have full bailus on it. So he brings a lot of rayos that a guest does not have full bailus on the food, only things that are letzorech ha-se'uda, but to be mekadesh and isha, even though it's something that makes him happy to do, and the balabais wants to generally make his guests happy, but that's not called tzorechei ha-se'uda, he would not be allowed to do that. That says the Marit, and if he doesn't have the ability to give it to other people, and even if the Balabais is not so makbara on it, if you don't get explicit permission, Marit thinks that it would not be a good kiddushin. So there's a big discussion achron about this Taz, this Marit based on the Ramah. So major discussion. So the Aruch HaShulchan says maybe we could bring a raya to the Riaz that it is a valid kiddushin from Tosfos in our sugya. Why? Tosfos Dibur Maskel Bnei Chabura says that our sugya is talking about a Balabais that invited others to eat with him, and even though he never made a kinyan, he was never makne the bread that's on the table to them, still they can rely on that bread that's on the table to make an eruv, because it's ki'ilu he was makne to them, it's ki'ilu they all made a kinyan in the food that's on the table. And that's how the Magen Mishnah understands the Magen Mishnah in Eruv in Perek Aleph Halacha Yutes, that the Rambam explains the sugya as well, that the Bnei Chabura that are kona the bread together, and they rely on it for shituf. But the Rashba says that no, it's meaning that the Rambam understands differently, rather, that it's Bnei Chabura that all bought the food together. But the Rashba understands, like Tosus understands, that no, they're just a guest at someone's house, and they're a guest at someone's house that they're eating his food, and nevertheless, you don't need a kinyan on the pas, because in general, when you're a guest at someone's house, it's understood that the bread belongs to everybody. So if that's the case, you could be Mekadesh Anisha with it. The Marsham also brings a raya from our sugya, based on the Tosos and the Rashba, but then the Marsham in the Chuvin Chelagimelson Reish Sadiyal says maybe we could be Docha the Raya. Maybe this is a special Kula by Eruv with Chamra Mekel, since Erevin in general is only Drabbanan anyway. But maybe when it comes to other dinim, when it comes to Mekadesh and Isha, now we're talking about a Dovrish, about everyone, we're talking about much more serious things, much more significant things, maybe an Oreach cannot be Mekadesh. The another raya that the Marsham brings for the Riaz, though, is from Magen Avraham Sim Kufayin Hay. Magen Avraham says if Baal Bayis puts a bottle on the table, like they do by large meals, he puts a bottle with a lot of drink in it. So Kulam Shavim Latova, he says it's Ki'ilu you have a chelik in the yayin, and you can make a bracha of Hatova Metiv on that. Sounds from his lashon that there's a kinyan for the guests in the wine as soon as it's put on the table, even though the guest never actually picked it up and made a kinyan on it. So you see that that they're not eating the balabayas' food, that it's all they all become shutfim in the food when the food is put on the table. So that's the other raya that he has, that maybe it really belongs to all the guests and they have the ability to be Mekadesh and Isha with it. We've mentioned in the past the Sheet of the Sfasemis, the unbelievable Sheet of the Sfasemis in Sukkot Daf Lamed Hei, where the Sfasemis says that if someone's eating by someone else's house, it's since the food all belongs to the Balabais, so if you happen to be having your Pesach Seder at someone else's house, you need to dafka make a kinyan on the matzah in advance, or you need to bring your own matzah, because the matzah that's at the table doesn't belong to you. And he says it's an unbelievable ha'olamein is harim bazet. People aren't careful about this. They're not eating matzah shalahem. They're not eating matzah that belongs to them. And for the mitzvah of matzah, it needs to be yours. So in one of the editions of the Sfas Emes, so they have a suggestion to be melamed zuchus on why people are mekel, that people are somich on the Rosh in the first parak of Kiddushin, who says that you could be mekadesh nisha. The Rosh holds you could be mekadesh nisha with a borrowed ring. How is that possible? Mekadesh nisha with a borrowed ring. One of the questions every Masada Kiddushin asks under the chuppah: did you buy this ring with your own money? Is it yours? Do you own it? So the Rosh understands that since someone lent it to you for the sake of Kiddushin, and they know that you're using it for Kiddushin, so it's an Anansahadi that they had a Gemar Das to give it to you in a way that will work for Kiddushin. They don't want the Kiddushin not to work. So Mustama, they gave it to you in a way that will work for Kiddushin. So maybe the same thing is true when you're a guest at someone's house for the Seder. Even though you didn't actually make a Kinyan, it's an Anansahadi that he wants you to own the Matzah, because he wants you to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Matzah when he invites you to his house. So again, there are other reasons why we're mekel, not like that Sfas Emes. But anyway, that's the chumrah of the Sfas Emes, based on this idea, this discussion of when everyone is sharing, when you're sitting at a table and they're serving food, who is the real owner of that food? Is it considered to be food that's shared by everybody, or is it still considered to be owned by the balabais, and he just gives rishos to the other people to eat for the other people to eat from that food? Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayter. Now Gufa, two lines from the bottom of the page, Ayin Gimel and Beis. Gufa, Amar Rav, Ein Mavoi Nitar Belechi V'Kora Ad Shiubatim L'Chatzeros P'suchim L'Tocho. A Mavoi can only have a Lechi V'Kora be matter carrying in the Mavoi when you have Batim V'Chatzeros, houses and multiple houses, multiple Chatzeros opening into it. Says Rashi, batim lechatzerus, shnei batim lekol chatzer, u'shtei chatzerus lemavoi. You need at least two chatzeros. Each of those two chatzeros need to have two houses in it. V'hanach kiva dekulam psuchim zuluzu, u'ma'arvos yachad derech pischeim, chada chashav lehu. Now, going back to our discussion from yesterday, where you had chatzeros that opened up into each other, it's not going to, the reason Rav thought that does not, is not a mavoi that could be nitar alidei lechi Yokara, when you have chatseros that open up into each other, is because all of them are considered a single chatser. So that's the issue over there. But Rav holds, now we're going back to where this comes from. This idea comes from the fact that Rav is makbid, that you can only have a lech yorkora if you have multiple chatseros, and within each chatser there are multiple batim. But not everyone holds that way. Shmuel amar afilu bayis echad v'chatser achas. Shmuel would say that even one bayis and one chatser, as Rashi explains, bayis below chatser, the chatzer shebayis acher pasuach la. You have a mavui. On one side of the mavui, you have just a house opens directly into the mavui. It's not even opening into a chatzer, a house that opens directly into the mavui. And on the other side of the mavui, you have a chatzer that has only a single house in it. That's good enough. So you only really have one chatzer. It's not two chatzeros. And the one chatzer that you do have only has one bayis. Why do you need an erev then? Because there is another bayis that opens up into the mavui, just not through a chatzer. So you need to have some sort of shitufei mavuos. So Shmuel holds that even bayis echad v'chatzer achas would be good enough for to be niter al yidei lechi v'kora. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says afilu churva. What does it mean afilu churva? Says Rashi, afilu churva mikan v'chatzer mikan dein chatzer below bayis. That you could even have a churva on one side, meaning even if it's not a bayis on one side and a chatzer on the other side, it's a churva on one side and a chatzer on the other side, and the chatzer has a bayis, you're allowed to carry their aliday lechi v'kora. Those are the three basic shitos of Amoraim. Samlei Abaye l'Rav Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan afil b'shvil shel kramim. Would Rabbi Yochanan say that even if you have a path in a vineyard open up into the mavoi on one side and a chatzar opened up on the other side, would that also be good enough? Would that also be nita al yidei lechi v'kara? Amar lei lo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan el b'chur v'dechazi l'dira. Avil shvil shel kramim d'lo chazi l'dira lo. So he said, no, that's only by a churva that's ra'i to be used for living in, but a shvil shel kramim, which isn't ra'i to live in, so Rabbi Yochanan would never say that about a shvil shel kramim. It's dafka by a churva that Rabbi Yochanan was makel, not anything else. Amar Rav Huna bar Chinna va'az Rabbi Yochanan tamei. So Rav Huna bar Chinna says, this is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaso. When Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu l'churva, he's going l'shitaso. Actually, before we even see the Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaso, now that we know these three shitos in Amoraim about what it takes for a mavoi to be called a mavoi that's nita al yidei lechi v'kora, so how do we paskin? So the Rambam in the 17th parak of Hilchos Shabbos Halach Ches writes that a mavoi that doesn't have batim v'chatzeros opening up into it, for instance, he says kigon shelo hayulo ela bayis echad. All it has is one bayis or one chatzer. It's not nita b'lechi v'kora. Rather, you need shnei lechiayim, you need a pasarba, you need a better tikkun than a lechi or kora. So there are a lot of explanations of what the Rambam means. Because on the one hand, he says, you need, if it doesn't have batim v'chatzeros, and then he says, rather, what does it have? Either one bayis or one chatzer. So what's he saying? Is one bayis and one chatzer good enough? But he also said batim v'chatzeros. So the Rashba and the Ran both understand that from the Rambam, a mavui is nitar if it just has chatzer achas u bayis echad. If it has both one chatzer and one bayis, that's good enough. The Rashba says, I think that's what the Rambam means. Problem is, he's passing like Shmuel. Shmuel's the one that says that way in our Gemara, and we never pass like Shmuel against Rav. Hilchsa k'Shmuel b'dini, hilchsa k'Rav b'Yisuri. This is Isser v'Heter. We should pass like Rav. We should not pass like Shmuel. And even Shmuel himself, we're going to see on Amud Beis, was Choser, and was Moda to Rav, perhaps. The Gemara has a discussion whether Shmuel was Choser and Moda to Rav. So to pass like Shmuel is doubly strange over here. First, you would never pass like Shmuel against Rav. And second, especially over here, where we're going to see later on, that ishtik, that Shmuel was quieted down and that he had to be chozer to the shita of Rav. There are other ways of understanding what the Rambam meant, though. The Mi'iri on Daf Yud Beis and Beis was medayik from the Rambam. From the Rambam. This is how the Mi'iri writes in Beis HaBechira, that dafka when the Mavui only has bayis echad o chatzar achas, it's not nita b'lechi v'kora. But if you have shnei batim or shtei chatzeros, then it's nita b'lechi v'kora. Meaning, The Meiri understands that the Rambam is passing like Rav, but he understands Rav in a slightly different way. The Rambam holds that when Rav says, Achiu psuchim letocho, batim vichatzeros, vav sometimes in Hebrew means and, vav sometimes in Hebrew means or. That you don't need both batim and chatzeros, you need either batim or chatzeros. And that's how the Rambam paskins, the way he understood Rav. That's what the Meiri writes. But the Meiri has a kasha, that the Rambam is so certain himself, because the Rambam, in the fifth parak of Hilchas Erevin, Halacha Tezvav, says that a mavo is only nitar when you have chatzeros ubatim. Both of them open up into the mavo, not one or the other. So it's somewhat problematic that the Rambam would paskin otherwise in Hilchas Erevin. A third way of understanding the Rambam of Magen Mishnah in the 17th parak of Hilchas Shabbos, where this Rambam appears, explains that really the Rambam holds you need shtei chatzeros and shnei batim. When the Rambam says, what the Rambam is trying to say is that a mavui is not nitar belechi when there's only one bias, even though there are many chatzeros, and it's also not nitar when there's when you have a chatzer, one chatzer opened up into it, even though there may be many batim. It's only nitar belechi okoru when there are shnei batim and shnei chatzeros. And he's medayik this for that the Rambam holds that a mavi is only nitar when it's he's medayik from here that the Rambam holds that a mavi is not nitar al yedei batim unless they are pasuach to the mavi itself. Without chatzeros, meaning, says the Magen Mishnah, when the Rambam says that in order for a mavui to be nital idelech yokori, you need batim v'chatzeros, that's what he really requires. And when he says kigon, for example, they only have bayis echad o chatzer achas, he means if it has multiple chatzeros, but one of them has only one bayis, or it has multiple batim, but there's only one chatzer, that's not good enough. Meaning like Rav, exactly like Rav. And that's all the Rambam means to say, exactly the way we understood Rav in our Gemara. So those are the different ways to understand the Shittas HaRambam. Pashas is probably like the Magen Mishnah, because that way we get to maintain our understanding of the Shita of Rav, and Rambam will be paskin like Rav, and he's also consistent with what he says in Hilchas Erevin. That you need batim v'chatzeros psuch l'tocho, shitas rav, multiple batim and multiple chatzeros. Good, so now says the Gemara, va'az Rabbi Yochanan l'tamei. This is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaso. Ditnan, again, what did Rabbi Yochanan say over here? That even a churva, that's chazi l'dira, if you have on one side of the mavoi, you have a chatzer with a house in it, on the other side of the mavoi, you have straight, just a churva, open up into the mavoi, that also could be nitar al yedei lechi v'kora. So this is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaso. How so? Ditnan, because we have the following Mishnah. The Rabbi Shimon Omer, echad gagos v'echad karfifos ve'echad chatzeros reshus achas hein lekelim sheshafsu letochan, that if you have kelim that started Shabbos not in a house but on a roof in some sort of enclosure in the chatzer, so you're allowed to carry from roof to enclosure to chatzer, you're allowed to carry between the different parts v'lo lekelim sheshafsu b'soch habayis. But if the kli started Shabbos inside one of the homes, then you're not allowed to carry to all of these different areas. Va'amar Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, v'hu shelo irvu. So Rav says, yes, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that's provided that the b'nei ha-chatzeros didn't make independent erevin within their own chatzeros. Aval irvu, but if they made an eruv within their own chatzer, gazrin and dilma asi lafuke mani debatim l'chatzer. Well, then we're more concerned, because if they made an eruv within a chatzer, then kelim that start Shabbos in a house are likely to end up in a chatzer, because once there's an eruv in the chatzer, there's nothing stopping people from bringing kelim out from the house to the chatzer. And then what's the next step going to be? Well, once it's in the chatzer, then they'll take it to the other chatzer, and to the gagos, and to the karpifos. So they're going to take it to all these other areas. So that's why when they make an eruv, it's worse. It's somewhat counterintuitive. When they make an eruv, it's worse. The reason it's worse is that once they make an eruv, you're now in danger of having kelim that started Shabbos in a house end up in a chatzer. So once those kelim end up in the chatzer, you're more likely to carry them to other places. If you look at Rashi, v'hu shelo irvu, b'nei ha-chatzeros Kol achas li atzma, the members of different individual chatzeros making their own separate independent erevin within their chatzer. V'asu lahotzi min abatim lechatzer. So if there's no eruv within the chatzer, you're not allowed to carry things out from the house to the chatzer. Dikivin dein mitzuyin klei abayis b'chatzer. So if the klei abayis are not going to be found in the chatzer because there's no eruv in the chatzer, leka lemigzar imafkas kelim sheshavsu b'chatzer lechaverta. There's no reason to ask moving kelim from one chatzer to the neighboring chatzer. That also lafuke nami kelim sheshavsu bebayis shaltzian mechatzer zu lechatzer acheres. There's no reason to assume that people are going to come to carry from kelim from a house into a different chatzer. But if you have an eruv within your chatzer, then certainly people will take kelim from the house out into the chatzer, and then we're worried that they're going to take it from that chatzer over to the next chatzer, and that's going to be a problem. So this is Rabbi Yochanan Tamei. Once I will see how it's Rabbi Yochanan Tamei. Shmuel Amar Bein Yirvu Bein Lo Yirvu. When Shmuel says it doesn't make a difference if they made an eruv, if they didn't make an eruv, he doesn't think it's a problem. We could pass on Rabbi Shimon either way. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Shimon Bein Yirvu Bein Lo Yirvu, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan says as well. That we pass like Rabbi Shimon, even if you have an Eruv in a Chatzer, we're still not worried about taking Kalim from this Chatzer to the neighboring Chatzer, to the Gagos, to the Karpifos. We're not worried about any of that. Aye, aren't you concerned someone's going to take a Kli from the house out into the Chatzer, relying on their Eruv, and then move it from that Chatzer to another Chatzer? No, Rabbi Yochanan is not worried about that. Alma lo gazrin and dilma asalafu. Now, are you allowed to do that? No, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to take a Kli from the Bayis to the Chatzer and then move it to another Chatzer. But he's not worried that you're going to come to do that just because you have an eruv. So alma lo gazrin and dilma asilafuke mani debatim lechatzer. Sounds like Rabbi Yochanan is not worried that you might come to take kelim from the house out into the chatzer. So what does it have to do with our discussion about a churva on one side of the mavoi and a chatzer on the other side of the mavoi? Hachanami lo gazrin and dilma asilafuke mani lechatzer lechurva. So the same, just like he's not worried you're going to take kelim from a house out into the chatzer and then move it into a different chatzer, he's also not worried that you're going to take kelim from the chatzer and carry it into the churva. Says Rashi, derech mavoi, v'arei rishus acheres hi sheyesh lo bailim, and that would certainly not be permissible because there's a bailim of the churva that's different than the bailim of the house in the chatzer. Ubemavoi lo nishtat, when they don't have a shitufei mavuos, sharei eino oseres. Why don't they have a shitufei mavuos? Because it doesn't aser. It's not a beis dira, so it doesn't aser the carrying. Tanya le'el bepirkin eino oser lemakom dira bolvad. Tainu makom pito makom lina. Someone needs to either eat there or sleep there. It has to be in some way a beis dira in order for it to create a problem, in order for it to be an issue of an eruv. So you're not allowed to carry there, but you also can't make a shitufei mavuos. And therefore, one might have thought reasonably that Rabbi Yochanan would be concerned that you're going to carry something from the chatzar on the one side of the mavoi into the churv on the other side of the mavoi. No, Rabbi Yochanan is shitaso. Just like he's not worried you're going to carry from your bias to your chatzar, and then from that chatzar to another chatzar, he's also not worried that you're going to carry through the mavoi to the churva on the other side. That's the Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaso. Good, so that's our analysis of Rabbi Yochanan. Yosef, Rabbi Brona v'kamer l'shmaita, Rabbi Brona was saying over this three-way machlokas between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, Samar le Rabbi Lazar bar be Rav, Amr Shmuel Hachi. So he said, wait a second, are you sure you got it right? Are you sure that Shmuel really really said this? It doesn't sound like Shmuel. Amr Le'in said, yes, absolutely, Shmuel really said this. Again, what was Shmuel's Shita? That afilu bayis echad v'chatzer achas was Shmuel's Shita. Even if you only have one bayis that opens directly into the mavoi, and a chatzer that opens with one bayis in it, that opens directly into the mavoi, that would be good enough. It could be nitar belechi or kara, that would be good enough. So are you sure Shmuel said this? In. He said, yeah, I'm sure Shmuel said it. I heard Shmuel say this. He says, well, show me where Shmuel is staying. I need to go visit him in his hotel. So Achvile, he showed him where Shmuel was staying. Also the Kamei de Shmuel. So he came to Shmuel. Amrlei, Amr Mar Hachi, he had to double check. Did you really say this? Amrlei in. Shmuel says, yeah, I really said it. What's the problem? Va'maru da Amar, ein lanu be'erevin, ela kalasha mishnasenu. But you're the one who said, we just had about a week ago, that ein lanu be'erevin, ela kalasha mishnasenu, that we always have to be loyal to the exact phrasing of our Mishnayos in Erevin. And what is the phrase in our Mishnah about Erevin? Shamavi lechatzeros kichatzer lebatim. It Dafka said, when it described the Mavoi, that the relationship between the Mavoi and the chatzeros, plural, that are in that Mavoi, are just like the relationship between the chatzer and the batim, plural, that are in that chatzer. So granted, the point of our Mishnah was not to emphasize how many batim and how many chatzeros need to be in a Mavoi. But the language of our Mishnah clearly indicates that it's multiple batim in each chatzer and multiple chatzeros in each mavoi. And if we need to remain loyal to the language of the Mishnayos, the language of this Mishnah suggests you need multiple batim, multiple chatzeros in order for it to count as a mavoi. So how could you, Shmuel, say one bias on one side, one chatzer with only one additional bias on the other side, and that's called a mavoi? So Ishtik, Shmuel was quiet, didn't say anything. So whenever someone's quiet, we're never sure what that means. Is shtika koda? Is shtika, I don't want to even honor that with a response. So how do you understand the silence? So kiblumine, alo kiblumine. Was he makabel the kasha? And Shmuel therefore changes mind and is now chozer lahoros kedivre rav. He's now going to pass him like rav that you need both batim v'chatzeros, or Shmuel not mekabel the kasha, and he really still maintains his opinion. So Gemara doesn't know. So Tashma, let's try to bring a raya whether Shmuel was mekabel or he was not mekabel. There was a mavoi where a fellow by the name of Ivus Bar Ihi lived. Avale lechia v'shar le Shmuel. So he made a lechi to be matir carrying in the mavoi, and Shmuel paskin that was good. This eruv was under the hashkacha of Shmuel. Good. Also, Rav Anan shadye. Rav Anan came and he threw down the lechi. He came and he got rid of the lechi. Says Rashi, la'achar mavas mos Shmuel. After Shmuel died, he threw the lechi down as if to say, this lechi doesn't do anything anyway. You're not allowed to carry in this mavoi. It's no good. Amar, he said, Mavua de Dayarnabe, Vasina Mishme de Mar Shmuel, Nesi Ravanan Barav, Nishadiman. So he said, I don't understand. Ivus Bar'i said, the Mavoi that Shmuel allowed, and he said that you have a lechi that's good enough, and he was the Rav Machshir of this Mavoi, he had no problem with it. So Rav Anan is going to come and just throw down the lechi and change everything and say that all of a sudden it's no good? It was good enough for the previous generation when Shmuel was around. Why is it not good enough for Rav Anan? So Shmamina lo kiblamine. So we see that Shmuel was not mekabel, that Shmuel thought you can be matir with a lechi, and as indicated by the fact that he allowed it up until apparently the time he died, and it was only after he died that Rav Anan came and knocked down the lechi. So you see that Shmuel up until his death held that you don't need multiple batim and multiple chatzeros opened up into the mavoi. So isn't this a raya that Shmuel did not change his mind? Says the Gemara, no, we got it wrong. Maybe really Shmuel did change his mind, and he really does pass on like Rav that you need batim v'chatzeros. Why then did he allow this mavoi that Avos Bar Ihi lived in? V'hacha chazana hu dehava achil nahama bebeisei v'asi bayis bebei kenishta. Now over here was a little bit of a different situation. There was a chazan beis hakneses that lived there, and he would eat bread in his house and would sleep in the beis hakneses. And Shmuel held that makom lina is goreim, that the place where a person sleeps is goreim, is considered his regular bayis, and therefore the place was considered a regular chatzer with two homes. The Ivus Bar'i savar makom pita garim. Ivus Bar'i didn't realize that. He thought that it was makom pita garim, that the bayis is determined by where you eat. So there's only one home in the chatzer. Ushmuel etamei damar makom lina garim. But this is Shmuel l'shitasav. So essentially what happened over here is the Gemara tried to prove that Shmuel did not accept the raya against him from the fact that he permitted the mavui where Ivus Bar'i lived lived, even though it had only one regular chatzer, where Ivas lived, and one house, which was a shul with an apartment opened up into it. But the Gemara explains that the case was there was a chazan of the shul would eat his meals in his house and sleep in his shul. So Shmuel held that makom lina garim, and therefore the place was considered a regular chatzer with two homes. You have the apartment, and you have the shul itself. So those are the two batim. So after Shmuel died, Rav Hanan took down the lechi, because the chazan had said, what happened? Why did Rav Hanan take it down? Not because he was arguing with Shmuel. The chazan had stopped sleeping in the shul, and that therefore left the chatzer with just one house in it. That's why Rav Hanan took it down. The metzias changed. He wasn't arguing on Shmuel. Ivas Bari didn't understand. He was upset. He thought it was under the false impression that makom pita garim, that the place where a person eats defines his residence. So when Shmuel allowed that mavui, Ivas Bari thought he did so even though there was only one real residence in the chatzer with the shul, and he found it objectionable that Rav Hanan would change, would undo what Shmuel did. But in fact, Rav Hanan did not undo what Shmuel did. Rav Hanan paskin just like Shmuel. The metzias changed. The guy didn't sleep in the shul anymore. So even though makom lino garim was what Shmuel's whole shita was based on. And that metzias has changed. Now the Meiri points out that the chazan was slept in the shul. Are you allowed to sleep in a shul? So he says it has to be a base dira, base haknesses, but couldn't have slept in the shul itself. But the Sholomeshev in the tshuva writes kipshuta that he slept in the base haknesses itself because the shamish is allowed to sleep in the base haknesses for the tzorach of the shmira of the base haknesses in order to protect the shul, and he's allowed to eat there as well for the tzorach of the shmira of the shul, meaning the basic idea is that generally speaking it's considered a lack of kavod to a Beis HaKnesses to sleep and to eat in it, but when you're doing it specifically for the kavod of the Beis HaKnesses because you need to protect the shul, so then that would not be considered a lack of kavod for the Beis HaKnesses. This is not the first time in this Masechta where we had a story about someone ripping down someone else's Erev. This seems to keep coming up. So there's a tshuva in Mishnah Halachas from Menashe Klein, who is the matir of the Brooklyn Erev, I think, and it was a big tumult because Rav Moshe held that the Erev in Brooklyn was not okay because I think Ocean Parkway held just Rabban Daraisa, so it wasn't eligible for an Erev. So it got pretty ugly at times, and people were ripping down parts of the Erev because if Rav Moshe says you can't do, so you can't do. So the Shaila was asked, is that okay? If you hold that an Erev is puzzle and that people are doing a terrible thing by relying on the Erev, is it okay to go rip it down to save them the Yisr in your mind of Hotzah because they're relying on this Erev? If they know that it's going to be ripped down every week, they can't keep relying on it. So is that okay? Is that okay to do? Is that mutter to do? So Rav Menashe Klein deals with all of these Gemaras. What about all of these Gemaras that seem to indicate that they do? So for instance, our Gemara. So the truth is, our Gemara is not a Raya at all, because what happened at the end of our Gemara? Rav Anan, Avos Bari got upset. Who do you think you are? You're ripping down an Erev that Shmuel said is okay. And the answer to the Gemara was, of course he wasn't ripping down an Erev that Shmuel said was okay. You don't rip down an Erev that Shmuel... No, the Metzias had changed. Shmuel wouldn't say it's okay anymore. The Erev was now puzzle. So that's in terms of that Gemara. We also had a Gemara earlier in Daf Yeralf and Beis, that Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes had a machlokas. If you have Kana Mikan, the Kana Mikan, we've been discussing in the Tuesday night shiur about the nature of Tzuras HaPesach. Let's say the halacha of Tzuras HaPesach is it requires Kana Mikan, V'Kana Mikan, V'Kana Al Gabeyan. You need one pole on this side, one pole on that side, and then a pole on top to form a doorway. So does the Kana Mikan, V'Kana Mikan need to reach all the way to the Kana Al Gabeyan? What if you have a pole on the side that's 10 tefachim high, and you're using the telephone wires that are way, way higher as the Kana Al Gabeyan? Is that going to be valid or not? This is very Nogei Lemaisa in our city Erevin, in many city Erevin at least. So do they need to touch or they not need to touch? Rav Nachman says that ain't Tzrichel Niga. Rav Sheshes holds Tzrichel Niga. So Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman paskined like his own Shita, that they don't need to touch, and therefore built an Erev where the Kanal Gabeim didn't touch the Kana Mikan, the Kana Mikan. So Rav Sheshes told the Shamish, Rav Gada, to go and throw the Kanas down, throw the Tzuras HaPesach down, go break them. And he did it. Because so it sounds from there that it's mutter to break an eruv that you hold this pasul. So Rav Nasha Klein thinks it's not a raya. He says over there you'll look. Rav Sheshus was chozer bo at the end also. Any time we have it that someone did it, in the end of the day they were chozer. Another raya he thought maybe from eruv in daf chaf heyamid beis, where also it seems that Rav Huna told Rav Huna Bar Chinna made an eruv of pachos mishlosha, and Rava came and knocked it down because he thought it was not a proper eruv. And then Chazru Behem the next day, and the Reish Galusa said Chachamim Heim Lahara Lahetiv Lo Yedu. Very strong lashon against it. You know how to be a chacham to do bad and to be destructive, but you're not a chacham for to do good. So you have all of these rayas, but they're not really rayas that you're allowed to do this. Rav Zilberstein just writes in Chashuke Chemed, he says Lonias Daiti. There's another way to be doch all these rayas. These were Amorayim Kedoshim. Everything they did was L'shem Shemayim. They had the Ritcha D'Oraisa. They were on fire with Torah. Everything they did was 100% L'shem Shemayim. And the Gemara in Maseches Tainis, Hayit Tzur Merabanan D'Ratach, Oraisa D'Ratach Bei. When a Tzur Merabanan shows a sense of vibrancy and anger and bubbling over, so that's the Torah that's in him that's doing that. But so that's his the Torah that's coming out. So Amorayim can do certain things that we're not allowed to do. That's what Rav Zilberstein says. He says very similar to how they explain all the lashonos that the Ravid uses when he argues on the Rambam. The Ravid sometimes goes so over, sounds like he's going so overboard. He's so strong in his opposition to the Rambam. So he says no, but what that is the Ravid. It hurts the Ravid so much that a piece of Torah is not going to be 100% clear. It's not going to be the halacha. It's not going to be 100% correct. That he's expressing his pain. This actually pains him that the Rambam got it wrong. In his view, and his pain is what's coming through. He quotes from the Hakdama to the Sefer Chidushi Rabbi Shlomo, Rabbi Shlomo Hyman from Torah Vdas, that in the Hakdama, Rav Hyman said that you can learn from the way the Ravid is masig on the Rambam just how badly he thought the Rambam got it wrong. Meaning the Ravid was very careful with the way he said something. If he just said, Eina Mechuvar, so then he didn't think so strong. But if he said, this is the craziest thing I ever heard, then it's a stronger kasha. And you don't understand the Ravid, Rav Hyman used to say, you don't understand the Ravid if you don't understand why this kasha is a stronger kasha than the other kasha. If why he uses this lashon versus that lashon. That's all part of understanding the Ravid, because that's the he's expressing his emotion, is expressing what he really believes is the amito shel Torah. That's why you have in one place in the Hilchos Nedarim the Ravid writes Hadvarma ena dvarma lo lemechuvarim. He just says about the Rambam Chayi Roshi ena dvarma lo lemechuvarim. I don't think the Rambam is so correct over here. Kesef Mishnah says, what's the Ravid talking about? The Rambam's very incorrect. And he starts getting all upset that the Ravid just uses such a lashon of Eina Mechuvar. How could he use such a lashon of Eina Mechuvar? Something's very wrong with this Rambam. He should have been much more upset about the Rambam. Kind of kashi, he should have been more upset. Some people disagree and they're just, you know, a little nicer about it. So why does he have to get so angry? Oh, because the Magen Mishnah was bothered. He didn't understand the Ravid. So that's what Zilberstein suggests over here, that maybe it's the Ritzcha D'Oraisa, maybe Amaroi Makadoshim had the ability to do this, but if a person is not 100% l'shem shemayim, we don't have the ability to behave in this way. Okay, so that's a fascinating discussion about ripping down other people's eruvin. Weiter in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Dami Rav, Mavoi shetzido echad ovid kochavim, vetzido echad Yisrael. If you have a mavoi that has a guy living on one side of it and a Jew living on another side of it, Ein ma'arvin also derech halonos la'atiro derech psachim l'mavoi. You're not allowed to make an eruv between the Jew's home and neighboring homes of other Jews through windows that connect the homes in order to allow carrying in the mavoi. Meaning, the Rashi draws the picture. If you look at the picture in Rashi, you have the Mavoi, you have Chatzer Akum on one side, a Mavoi in the middle, a Chatzer where Yisrael lives on the other side, and then on adjacent to the Chatzer where the Yisrael lives, you have various batim of Jews that live you have one bias of a Jew that opens directly into the Chatzer, right? And then you have other batim of Jews that open up into the that have a window into the bias of the Jew. They don't open up into it, but there's a window that connects it to the other bias of the Jew. How do the people in the inner bias get out? Well, they have their own opening directly directly into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So they don't use this Mavoi to go through it. So again, if a Mavoi is a Chatzar with a Jewish home in it on one side, a Chatzar with a non-Jewish home in it on the other side, and the Jewish home is connected to additional Jewish homes that themselves do not open up into the Chatzar, they themselves open up directly into a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So we're not allowed to join the various Jewish homes in an Erev via the windows that connect the homes to allow carrying in the Mavoi. So Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Afilu B'chatzer. So would Rav say Afilu B'chatzer? Says Rashi, Yisrael V'Nachri Darinba. Let's say you have a chatzer where Yisrael and a Jew live in it. Ubata Yisrael Eitzel Beso Shel Yisrael Zeh Psuchos L'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And you have other Jewish homes near this Jewish home that open up themselves directly into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. V'lo B'chatzer Sha'aser La'ariv V'lo B'chatzer, but not into the chatzer Sha'aser La'ariv Derech Halonos. Would he still say that you're not allowed to make an Erev through these windows, lahotzi kleim derech beso shel zeh lechatzer, to allow taking kalim from one of the inner homes through this home that opens into the chatzer all the way out into the chatzer, lachi nakad chalonos shein derech mnyadim lasos pesachim gedolim bayis lebayis. Then Rashi just deals with the side point. Well, why are we talking about that the houses are connected with windows? Why not have the houses connected with doors? So he says, because who does that? If you have multiple houses next to each other, you don't want doors going from one house to the other. That's just not normal. But you'll have windows sometimes between one house and the other. So it's just a more common case. But it doesn't make a difference whether it's a door or a window. I mean, the point is that there is some way to connect these different houses to each other. So that's the shaila. Rav originally said that you have a mavoi where one side is novid a chatzar with a guy, one side is a chatzar with a Jew. You're not allowed to make an eruv through the chalonos of the various Jewish homes. So he said, what if it's within a single chatzar? That within a single chatzar, you have a non-Jewish home opens up into the chatzar, a Jewish home opens into the chatzar, and then other Jewish homes open up into that Jewish home, but not into the chatzar. Can you make an Erev amongst the various Jewish homes? Amrlei in. So he said, Rav even holds this when it comes to within a chatzar. Di'i lo amar mai. So says Gemara, di'i lo amar af b'chatzar, says Rashi, he says, well, that's a strange question to ask. Meaning that by asking if he says this even by a chatzar, it gives the impression that you think that maybe he wouldn't, that there's some difference between a mavoi and a chatzar. What's the havamina? Why would you think there's a difference between a mavoi and a chatzar? So havamina, I would have thought, time of the rav, mishum de chsavar, ein mavoi niter belechi v'karachi batam v'chatzeres p'suchon l'tocho. I would have thought that Rav's whole svara over here is based on what he says on the top of Amud Aleph. The daf comes full circle, that you can't be matir unless you have batim v'chatzeros p'suchon l'tocho, and this is not a case of batim v'chatzeros, therefore it doesn't count as a real mavoi. But within a chatzer, it is a real chatzer, so you should be able to make an eruv. So v'tarti lamali, but according to that havamina, why would Rav need to tell me the same din twice? So tzricha. He had I only had it from the statement on Amud Aleph, Hava Mina Dira Sovichav Mshmadira. I would not have known anything about whether the place where a guy lives, whether that's called the Dira or not, because it wasn't about a guy on Amud Aleph. Kamash Milan, that's why I need him over here to tell me the Dira Sovichav Lo Shmadira, that the Dira of an Ovichav does not count as a Dira. V'ime Hachan, had I only had Rav's statement over here, Hava Mina Loya Dana Batim Kama, it doesn't say here how many houses there are. Kamash Milan, Batim Trin. That's why I need Rav on Amud Aleph to tell me, on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph to tell me, that there need to be two houses in each Chatzer and two Chatzeros in each Mavoi. So Hasha Dam Rav Afilu Chatzer. But now that we know that Rav is Machmir, even within a Chatzer, now I know that this has nothing to do with Rav's Shita about the definition of Mavoi. Now I know, Taima de Rav, the Kasavar Asal Asos Yachid, B'makom Ovid Kuchavim. Now I know the real logic of Rav is that Rav holds that it's also to make life easy for a single Jew who shares a living space with a non-Jew. And that's why we restrict his ability to make an Erev, both in a Mavoi and in a Chatzar. We just don't want to make it easy for one Jew to live alone together with a non-Jew. The whole thing is to discourage that idea. Amar Rav Yosef, Yihachi, Hainu D'Shamana Leil Rabbi Tavla, Damar Ovid Chavim, Trezimni, V'lo Yadana Mayamri. He says, now I understand Rabbi Tavla, who used to say, Avichavim twice, and I didn't know what in the world he was talking about. So what is he talking about? So says Rashi, Hashtavadim Mefarish Lemilse de Rav have a Mavui Shetzido Echad Avichavim, Ein Ma'arvino So Kulo, Mishum Da Asulas Yachad Makam Avichavim, Loshonacher Chad the Mavui Vichad the Chatzer. The second Loshon is easy. Chad the Mavui Vichad the Chatzer, that Rav's Shita is that you're not allowed to make this Eruv when you have an Ovid Chavim on the other side of the Mavui, nor are you allowed to make this Eruv in the case where you just have an Ovid Chavim living in the Chatzar. In both cases, Rav held this Eruv is no good. That's why he said Ovid Chavim Trey Zimni, that both cases of an Ovid Chavim is going to be problematic. Okay, but Hashem will pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow.